This is Gabe DeWrench with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, 2020, a week before our conference is about to kick off. Before I get started, make sure you email us any news articles or links at news@crosspolitic.com. A lot of times they'll actually make it into our news brief, and it's very helpful to kind of crowdsource our news. Judge orders the church at Planned Parenthood to stop anti-abortion demonstrations. This is actually an hour and a half north of us in Spokane, Washington, so we've been following this pretty closely. A Washington State Superior Court judge ruled in favor of Planned Parenthood, not the Church of Planned Parenthood, different organization, Planned Parenthood, the bad organization, by granting a preliminary injunction against an anti-abortion group, according to a Planned Parenthood spokesperson. Legal Voice brought a suit against the church at Planned Parenthood, the good guys, in June on behalf of Planned Parenthood, the bad guys of Greater Washington and North Idaho. Planned Parenthood, the bad guys, claim the Church of Planned Parenthood, the good guys, loud demonstrations outside facilities are interfering with patient care and violate state and local laws against excessive noise outside healthcare facilities. The court's decision today recognizes the importance of meaningful access to health care for all Washingtonians, the Legal Voice attorney Kim Clark said, of course, except for the unborn. Now, if I remember correctly, we had Pastor Ken Peters on the show months ago talking about this. He's actually the one that started the church at Planned Parenthood. And I believe he said that they host these praise and worship nights really on Saturday night after they're closed, and on public transit property, which is literally the yard that Planned Parenthood is located on. So I'm not quite sure how this decision came about, because they're obviously blaming it on, infringing on our healthcare access and so forth for our people coming to the facilities. So it'll be interesting to kind of follow that case, stay up on it. Data shows Google bearing search results from conservative news sites. Yes, new data from the search consultant at Systrix indicate that online search giant Google may be intentionally burying search results from major conservative news websites to prevent the public from finding and reading them. Not a shocker here. Systrix tracks millions of various search keywords and ranks the number of hits a site receives across all platforms. Conservative site Breitbart, in particular, has seen dramatic decreases in visibility on Google that began in 2017. By last year, Breitbart's Google search visibility ranked near zero. Wow. If a user types in the name Breitbart into the Google search engine, the site appears. But when searching news topics in general, the engine returns no Breitbart stories, even if the site has written on the topic. Even when searching for specific Breitbart writers, users have to scroll through pages of returns before finding Breitbart stories. Another conservative news site, The Daily Caller, was found to be in a similar situation. Though Google has not responded to the findings from Systrix, the data have been corroborated by a leaked internal exchange between Google officials following President Trump's 2016 electoral victory. And of course, this should bring you to a club plug. It is news of big tech manipulation that should make you want to join our club. The state of news and mainstream media is appalling. It really is. And by the grace of God and your club membership, our goal is to take over the CNN Fox embargo. They receive billions of dollars in funding a year, but that embargo is breaking. That embargo is breaking up, and we really need Christians to engage in politics. And with your club membership, we hope to do this for years to come. Also, our conference registration is closed, and now the only way to catch our conference is to live stream it. And you guessed it, only club members get access to the live stream. So support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club, and you get, depending on your new club level, a free t-shirt, access to our club content, discounts to our conference mug, coffee mug, bag of our delicious Sovereign Roast, and more. So please go over to fightlaughfeast.com and join our club. Attorney General for the U.S. Virgin Islands demands new Epstein flight logs and lawsuit. This just makes all the elite, I think, get scared. The Attorney General for the U.S. Virgin Islands has filed a lawsuit demanding more than two decades of flight logs for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, for helicopters and three planes that routinely travel to the islands. In the lawsuit, AG Denise George levels 22 charges against Epstein's estate, including aggravated rape, child abuse, child neglect, human trafficking, forced labor, and prostitution. In addition to full passenger lists, George is requesting any complaints or reports potentially suspicious conduct, personal notes from the pilots, and witness testimonies from anyone who interacted with Epstein or his guests. Now, if you remember, Epstein had been previously subpoenaed in 2009, and that whole trial and subpoena landed him in jail. Now, but here's the catch. That subpoena was for Epstein's former pilot, David Rogers, and only, as far as I understand in my research, is only David Rogers. Pilot David Rogers subsequently provided the logs, which revealed several famous individuals had frequented the jet, including former Bill Clinton, you know, Prince Andrews of the UK. And these logs did not include flights by Larry Visosky, Epstein's pilot for more than 25 years. So it looks like this is a broader subpoena that's going to cause even more fun problems. According to the Mirror, the records that have been subpoenaed will make the ones Rogers provided back in 2009 look like a post-it note. Ooh. Ouch. Chicago postal workers threatened to stop delivering mail after another mail carrier shot and injured. Chicago South and West Side postal workers are making it clear that they will stop delivering mail to troubled areas unless the city takes a more aggressive, effective position in combating violent crime. Oh man, shocker. A mail carrier was shot multiple times in early September while walking her Burnside neighborhood route. 6 months before, a different postal worker was shot after getting caught in crossfire, oh man, of rival gangs while delivering letters in Brighton Park. A third post office worker was shot with a paintball in the same Burnside neighborhood. While the U.S. Postal Service has put up a $50,000 reward for those with information about the most recent shooting, post office personnel in Chicago protested on Friday demanding action by the city. And I don't think that's coming in Chicago. Kroger faces lawsuit after firing employees for not wearing pro-LGBT aprons. That's correct. For not wearing pro-LGBT aprons. Kroger is facing a lawsuit after it fired two employees for refusing to wear a pro-LGBT apron as part of their work uniform because it violated their religious beliefs. Yes. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a lawsuit against the grocery store chain after a location in Conway, Arkansas, where you're picking the wrong LGBT battle, fired two employees for refusing to follow a new dress code that required them to wear an apron with a rainbow-colored heart emblem. The two women stand up for their Christian faith. The two women said that wearing the apron was an endorsement of the LGBT movement. Shocker, surprise. And what Kroger should have actually done, like our mayor here in Moscow, is just declare a health emergency and require everyone to wear a rainbow mask, and they would have been just fine. Oh, this is a fun one. Dinosaur washed out to sea with its last meal. File this under God is Awesome from the Institute of, well, actually, I want to hold off on my source for a minute. In 2017, a large dinosaur was discovered washed out into a sea, one similar to the dinosaur bone found 70 miles off Norway coast. Only this was partially intact, nearly perfect, preserved, and still contained its last meal fossilized inside its gut. That is fantastic. Recently, a group led by paleontologists from the Royal Tyrrell Museum of Paleontology examined the stomach contents of the dinosaur and reported their findings in a science magazine. Gizmo reported on this. Gizmo reported on the dinosaur when it was first discovered. And they said, this is one of the best preserved dinosaurs in the world, paleontologist Caleb Brown reported. This dinosaur dated back to the early Cretaceous period, the nodosaur skeleton, a kind of ankylosaur, I'm probably just killing all my paleontologists that are listening to me, retained features rarely seen in an armored dinosaur fossil, including skin and scale preservation, intact horns, sheaths, and its original shape. And don't forget its lunch still in its belly. George Dvorsky described the setting of the discovery. This fossil was found at an open pit mine north of Fort Murray, Alberta, back in 2011. Its remarkable preservation was due to a series of fortunate events, fortunate at least for paleontologists. Shortly after foraging, the 2,900-pound behemoth died close to the shore, and its body drifted out to sea. Eventually, the body settled to the floor where it became preserved in mud, sand, it sounds like, mud and sand, a patch of early Cretaceous real estate now known as a Clearwater Formation. So apparently there's some sort of formation out there where there's more dinosaur fossils to be discovered. But fossils have to be buried fast and deep to be preserved. There's no gentle drifting out to the sea, settling at the bottom, and then somehow becoming buried so that scavengers, you know, don't attack the carcass. So the fossils have to be buried quickly. And it's hard to imagine a 1.5 ton dinosaur drifting gently out to sea, settling in the sand, becoming buried, and then nearly perfectly preserved. That's fantastic. You know, keep thinking, what needs to happen? What did happen according to scriptures? What happened in all this for this dinosaur to be able to end up being fossilized deep into the sea? What process could bury this animal so deep? Well, the Institute of Christian Research concludes with this. The best explanation for this wonderfully preserved dinosaur and its intact stomach contents is that it was buried rapidly in a flood, only a global flood with massive tsunami-like waves that could transport a nearly intact 1.5-ton nodosaur out to sea and bury it fast enough to preserve it perfectly, again, with its lunch in its belly. The mixed land and the marine fossils in the Clearwater Formation make the most sense if we accept the flood as an historical event. And I love these kind of stories because it really does put evolutionary scientists in a bind. How do you account for a dinosaur weighing 1.5 tons drifting out to sea and becoming fossilized at the bottom of the sea? How do you account for that as a pagan scientist? House lawmakers reach a deal to avert shutdown, according to The Hill. House Democrats reach a deal with Republicans on legislation to avert a shutdown after rekindling talks over disputed farm assistance, and this vote was planned on for last night. Speaker Pelosi, hairdresser Pelosi, we need to come up with a good name for her, said in a statement that Democrats had reached an agreement to add nearly $8 billion in nutrition assistance for low-income children and families in exchange for accountability and assistance for farmers sought by the Trump administration. So they basically bought $8 billion worth of accountability, whatever that means. We have reached an agreement with Republicans on the continued resolution to add nearly $8 billion in desperately needed nutrition assistance for hungry school children and families. Right, it's for the kids. We also increased accountability in the Commodity Credit Corporation, preventing funds for farmers for being misused for a big oil bailout, Pelosi said in a statement. And here we are. The Republicans continually, it's for the kids, and the Republicans have to vote for it. And that's targeting the public school system. Make no mistake, that money's going to, you know, food programs for the public school system. And the Republicans continue again and again supporting a system, the public school system, that disciples and grows up kids to vote against Republicans. That is a losing platform. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club at FightLaughFeast.com. Download our app and head out to our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville. Actually, Franklin, not Nashville. Franklin, we moved it to Franklin this October 1st and 3rd. And again, club members, if you are not able to make it to Franklin, you will be able to live stream the conference through the portal, all the talks on Thursday and Friday. So go to FightLaughFeast.com. If you aren't a club member, to sign up. Take all our favorite actions and have a great day, and Lord bless.